It's commencement season. Now and again, I'm asked to deliver a commencement speech. I always feel honored to be asked to share such a precious occasion with so many people. I'm also chagrined. The night before any graduation is, not to put too fine a point on it, often a time to party. There's often a bright sun overhead the next day. The commencement is scheduled for the ungodly hour for undergraduates of noon. The students are wearing long nylon gowns over a suit. You can look out from the stage and see eyes closing, chins dropping. You imagine the student saying 5, 10, 30 years from now, "My commencement speaker? I forget. The teachers invited him. Some bore. Katie Couric was booked. Colin Powell was too expensive. So they got, what's his name?" Please let me give you some idea of what I'm saying to graduates these days. Ladies, gentlemen, and transgenders of the class of 2006, remember, commencement is a beginning, not an end. Education is a journey, not a destination. Oatmeal is nature's scrub brush. Get sick, get well, hang around an inkwell. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask, would you like a tall, grande, or venti? We meet at a time of unprecedented peril and unprecedented opportunity. The Red Sox and White Sox have both won the World Series, leaving only the Chicago Cubs. Dare to be different. Dare to dream. I double dare you.
Na, 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 na.
Find something you love, but you won't be able to marry it, except maybe in Vermont. Do what you love. Love what you do. Now, this would be a whole lot easier if you can arrange to be born into a wealthy family. If not, you might have to do a lot of disagreeable things, like cleaning out gutters just to get by.
Sorry.
As Abraham Lincoln once said, did anyone see the envelope I left around here? I jotted a few notes down. What's 87 divided by 20? Mr. Lincoln said a good many more significant things, too. I just don't recall them right now. Graduates of the class of 2006, remember, the future belongs to you. Just let the rest of us rent it for a few days in July. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, unless you're Shirley MacLaine. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, call security. Be true to yourself. For all others, hire an attorney. Listen to your heart, but remember, it doesn't have a shuffle feature. Make the world better than you found it, or at least clean up after yourself. There are times when you will stumble and grow discouraged. When this happens, blame your parents and your teachers, not me. I'm just your commencement speaker. Life goes by in a blink, so why are you already so tired? And remember, we will never pass this way again.
Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters.
The kid from Hibbing.